Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Okay, so first up, I'm going to need some Game of Thrones music.
There you go.
Something is going on in the Thrones universe and it's not good. The highly anticipated Game of Thrones prequel series starring Naomi Watts has been abruptly cancelled by HBO. The series was going to focus on the true ancient history of Westeros, explaining who the Starks really were and detailing the origin of the White Walkers. But don't worry yet, a few pilots are still on the radar, including one around George R.R. Martin's latest book, Fire and Blood, which was based on the Targaryens and how they took over Westeros. But this all comes on the news that Daniel Weiss and David Benioff, you know, the showrunners who cop flack for the weak writing in the last season of Game of Thrones.
Yep.
They've also announced that they're not moving forward with Disney and writing their planned Star Wars trilogy. They reportedly backed out due to the nine-figure deal they signed with Netflix in August. What in seven hells is going on?
You and your bloody Game of Thrones. Arnold Schwarzenegger dropped by Jimmy Kimmel's show on Monday to talk about his new Terminator movie, and the conversation soon turned to his new son-in-law, Chris Pratt.
I was like blown away when my daughter was telling me that she's going out with him, because I myself, do you have to be so competitive? I mean, you have to have a guy that is taller than me, that is bigger than me, that's doing bigger movies than me, and all of this kind of stuff that makes more money than me, and all this. What is going on here? So I think that was really wild. I mean, to have all of a sudden this guy in the family.
Speaking of Arnie, he's just had to cancel the premiere of his new film, Terminator Dark Fate, which was set to be held at the Chinese Theatre in Hollywood, and it's cancelled due to the raging Californian wildfires. The Terminator star tweeted that he, along with 200,000 people, have evacuated from the area, and he said, if you are in an evacuation zone, don't screw around, get out.
Get to the chopper!
It seems Prince had an issue with the Ed Sheerans and Katy Perrys of the world. In his posthumous memoir, The Beautiful Ones, it contains a note Prince wrote about the sorry state of the modern music industry, in which he said, we need to tell them that they keep trying to ram Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran down our throats and we don't like it, no matter how many times they play it.
Ouch. Mm. And John Legend and Kelly Clarkson... They're working on a new, less creepy version of the Christmas classic, Baby, It's Cold Outside. You know, the baby, it's cold outside. The original tune has recently come under scrutiny for lines like, hey, what's in this drink? So it's getting an overhaul for John's Christmas album. Stay tuned.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.